Hello and welcome back. Today we're going to talk about the closing process. Earlier you learned that revenue expenses and dividend accounts are nominal accounts. They're temporary, and they're merely a subclassification of an account called retained earnings. You also learned that we prepare financial statements for certain accounting periods. The closing process transfers the balances in the revenue and expense accounts to a clearing account called income summary, and then to retained earnings, and the balance in the dividend account to the retained earnings account. The closing process reduces revenue, expense, dividend accounts balances to zero so that they are ready to receive data for the next accounting period. Accountants may perform the closing process monthly or annually. The income summary account is a clearing account used only at the end of an accounting period to summarize revenue expenses for that particular period. After transferring all revenue and expense account balances to income summary, the balance in the income summary account represents the net income or the net loss for that period. Closing or transferring the balance in the income summary account to the retained earnings account results in a zero balance in the income summary. Also closed at the end of the accounting period is a dividends account containing the dividends declared by the board of directors to the stockholders. We close the dividend account directly to the retained earnings account and not to the income summary because dividends have no effect on income or loss for the period. In accounting, we often refer to the process of closing as closing the books. Remember that only revenue, expense, and dividend accounts are closed, not assets, liabilities, capital stock, or retained earning accounts. The four basic steps in the closing process are as follows. Closing the revenue account. You will transfer the balances in the revenue account to a clearing account called income summary. And then when you close the expense, doing the same thing, you're closing that into the income summary. And then the income summary then gets closed into the retained earnings account. Closing the dividend account, you're just transferring the balance of the dividends into the retained earnings account. Revenues appear in the income statement credit column of the worksheet. The two revenue accounts in the income summary credit column for Microtrain Company are service revenue of $13,200 and interest revenue of $600. Because revenue accounts have a credit balance, you must debit them for an amount equal to the balance to bring them to a zero balance. When you debit service revenue and interest revenue, credit income summary, which is your account number 600, enter the account numbers in the posting reference column when the journal entry has been posted to the ledger. Do this for all other closing journal entries. So here's an example. So you see, this is your journal entry. You are going to have your service revenue for $13,200, your interest revenue for $600, and you're going to close that into the income summary. So what you're doing, you have a balance in your credit, and to close it out to make it zero, you're just going to debit them on the debit side, and then that closes your balance to zero, and then you're closing, you're simply just transferring those numbers into an income summary account, which we call closing. Okay? After the closing entries have been posted, the service revenue and interest revenue accounts of Microtrain appear as follows. Note that the accounts now have zero balances. As a result of the previous entry, you would credit the income summary for $13,800. Expenses appear in the income statement debit column of the worksheet. Microtrain Company has eight expenses in the income statement debit column. As shown by the column subtotal, these expenses add up to $6,510. Since expense accounts have debit balances, credit each account to bring it to a zero balance. Then make the debit in the closing entry to the income summary for $6,510. Thus, to close the entry accounts, Microtrain makes the following entry. And again, you are going to reverse, we call it reverse as well, reversing you have it set as a debit, so you're going to reverse it into a credit, all your expenses, and then the total is $6,510, which you're going to debit into the income account, and then there it's closing, it's zeroing out the expense account, just like it did for the revenue account. The debit of $6,510 to the income summary account agrees with the income statement debit column subtotal in the worksheet. This comparison with the worksheet serves as a check that all revenue and expense items have been listed and closed. If the debit in the preceding entry was made for a different amount than the column subtotal, the company would have an error in the closing entry for expenses. After they have been closed, Microtran expense accounts appear as follows. Note that each account has a zero balance after closing. So as you can see, you have your advertising expense, and you have zeroed it out, and then your gas and oil. These are just all your expense accounts. As you can see, the balance after closing is zero, okay? And they've all have been closed into the income summary account. And you can see further. The expense accounts have been closed before the revenue accounts. The end result is the same. As the result of closing the revenues and expenses of Microtran, the total revenues and expenses have been transferred to the income summary account. Okay. So, for your total expenses, if total expenses exceed total revenues, the account has a debit balance, which is the net loss for the period. So what you're hoping for is to have a credit balance of the income summary there, that which represents a net income. We don't want no losses. So on the total revenues, if your total revenues exceed total expenses, the account has a credit balance, which is your net income for the period. Microtran's income summary account now has a credit balance of $7,290, the company's net income for December. So as you can see, the expenses into the income summary and your revenue into the income summary for the grand total of $7,290, and which is again your income summary or your net income for the month. Next, close Microtran's income summary account into its retained earnings account. The journal entry to do this is as follows. Okay, so you have your income summary. We had a credit balance, so we want to close that account and make it zero, so you're going to debit it into the retained earnings account, and then the retained earnings is going to receive the credit for the net income. After its income summary account is closed, the company's income summary and retained earnings account appear as follows. So as you can see, you have your income summary, which is finally balanced out to zero because it's a nominal account, okay? And it's closed into your retained earnings account, which is a permanent account, okay? The last closing entry closes Microtran's dividends account. This account has a debit balance before closing. To close the account, credit the dividends account and debit the retained earnings account. The dividends account is not closed into the income summary because it's not an expense and does not enter into the income determination. The journal entry to close the dividend account is as follows. So you have your retained earnings, debit for $3,000, and then you're going to close your dividends by crediting it to $3,000. Okay? After this closing entry is posted, the company's dividends and retained earnings account appear as follows. And again, you can see that you've closed out you're zeroed out your dividend account, and then because you've paid that money out to your stockholders, it's going to reduce your retained earnings, okay? And that's where you see you can see the $3,000 posted as a debit, and it's going to reduce your income down to $4,290 for the month. After you have completed the closing process, the only accounts in the general ledger that have not been closed are your permanent balance sheet accounts. Because these accounts contain the opening balances for the coming accounting period, debit balance totals must equal credit balance totals. Again, make sure your equation is always in balance, always equal each other. The preparation of a post-closing trial balance serves as a check on the accuracy of the closing process and ensures that the books are in balance at the start of the new accounting period. The post-closing trial balance differs from the adjusted trial balance in only two important respects. It excludes all temporary accounts since they have been closed, and it updates the retained earnings account to its proper ending balance. A post-closing trial balance is a trial balance taken after the closing entries have been posted. The only accounts that should be opened are assets, liabilities, stock, or capital stock, and the retained earning accounts. List all the account balances in the debit and credit columns and total them to make sure debits and credits are equal. Look at Exhibit 24. A post-closing trial balance for Microtrain Company as of December 31, 2010. The amounts in the post-closing trial balance are from the ledger after the closing entries have been posted.